Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
And John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." And John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he's the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So Paul starts a letter today, first one to the Corinthians. Or rather, we read the start of Paul's letter to the Corinthians. And it's a short little passage, just three verses. But we learn three things from that intro. We learn who the letter is from, who the letter is to, and we get a greeting, the salutation. Now, the greeting that Paul uses sounds like the majority of his letters. Rather formal. Sounds just like the way we start Mass all the time. "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." But it is uniquely Paul's, because Paul has merged two cultural greetings together. He uses the Greek or the Hebrew shalom, peace, and the Greek charis, grace. Peace and grace to you. That's his thing, unique to Paul, peace and grace. But more interesting is who the letter is to. It is to the church that is in Corinth. Now, something is given and something is withheld in that greeting. To the church which is in Corinth. This is a real church, an honest to God church, community of believers, worthy of all the honor and dignity of being a church. But it is the church that is in Corinth. It does not exhaust the totality of what it means to be church. They are not the prime example, the exemplar of church life, as we will see continuing this letter. They have their problems as well. But it is to the church that is in Corinth. What I find most interesting is who the letter is from. It is from Paul, called to be an apostle, and some dude named Sosthenes. That's what intrigues me. Who is Sosthenes? Who is this person to merit to be a co-author of this letter with Paul? We don't hear anything about him. We don't know what he does. Paul never says anything about Sosthenes to the Corinthians. other than from Paul and Sosthenes, our brother. Now, that name, Sosthenes, is a rather common Greek name, but it only shows up one other time in the New Testament, in Luke's Acts of the Apostles. Luke describes this situation in Corinth. The Jews are upset with Paul's preaching. They want the proconsul to do something. He ignores their complaints, and so they go and drag out the synagogue official and beat him up in front of the proconsul. And the synagogue official's name is Sosthenes. Is it the same Sosthenes that was running around with Paul? I think Luke would like us to think so. And maybe he is. Maybe this synagogue official, after the event, converted to Christianity. Maybe he was important in that community. Maybe he hooked up with Paul and decided to go and join Paul on his missionary journeys. And maybe he was so dear to Paul that when Paul decided to write to the Corinthians, he included Sosthenes. Maybe. But really, other than having the same names, there's nothing to connect the two. It would be as if I were to tell you, hey, your name's Dave. My brother knows a Dave. So you must know my brother. No evidence to connect it. But still, good old Sosthenes. We come back to that original question. Who the heck is he? We just don't know. But I would like to see Sosthenes as an everyman. Not known as an apostle like Paul. Didn't come down to us as a great preacher or teacher or a person of tremendous influence in the first century church. Just a normal, regular old disciple. Just like so many others in the first century. Just like so many others in the 21st century. Sosthenes, I think, was pretty much a roadie, a gopher, a schlepper. Sosthenes, like you and like me, regular old disciples, just doing what we can to share the Word of God, just trying to be faithful and share good news. I am glad that Paul included Sosthenes in his address to the Corinthians, because by including Sosthenes, this pretty much nobody, he includes all of us as well. By including Sosthenes, it means that we too are part of the team. We too are part of the mission. We too matter and are important in our own way, in our own ministry. We too are partners, shareholders in spreading the good news.